In today's gospel, we heard Jesus say to his disciples and the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" And in the Old Testament reading, we hear Joshua tell the Israelites, "Decide today who you will serve." And the scene from Joshua's passage is almost unreal. Think of it. Joshua, in his old age and near death, gathers the leaders of the tribes of Israel. This is about 3,000 years ago. And as they stood in rank, if you can imagine the numbers involved, he recounts to them how God led them to victory in the land of Canaan. And Joshua speaks in a chaotic time, full of challenges. The Israelites started to mix with all the conquered peoples, and they started to lose focus on their faith in Yahweh, the only true God. And Joshua tells them, "Now it's the time to decide. Who will you serve?" And then he says, "My household will serve the Lord." And the Israelites then stated, "We will also serve the Lord, for he is our God." And in today's gospel, we come to the conclusion of what's called the Discourse on the Bread of Life. And Jesus is teaching his followers about his body and his blood. And many of his disciples and followers could not accept this teaching. And as the scripture said, they left. It was a difficult concept to understand and accept. It was radical. And it was such a departure from their normal Jewish roots. And it took faith and trust for Peter and the apostles to remain and continue to follow Christ. When Jesus turns to the 12 apostles and asks, "Do you also want to leave?" He, like Joshua, draws a line in the sand and says, "I need you to commit." And of course, Peter, the rock of our church, says, "We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." And today we stand, we sit here today in the midst of a crisis which shakes our American church. It's a time of repentance and suffering and prayer. And today Jesus turns to you and I and asks the same question: will you also leave? Like the Israelites of old, we are asked to reaffirm and renew our commitment and faith in Christ. My pastor from my parish in Florida once told me that when all of the emotion of an event is over and the fog is cleared, it's all about trust. Trust in your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing in our lives. It outweighs trust in institutions. It outweighs trust in people. And yes, it's difficult to trust, especially if we or those we love have been hurt. But our faith, our Christian faith, is a personal faith in a Christ who loves us and can heal us. As he says in Matthew's gospel, he will be with us always. And he alone is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. In a few minutes, we will have an opportunity to recommit ourselves to him in the sacrament of Holy Communion. And we may not be called to conquer land such as the Israelites were, but we are called to conquer our fears. We are called to conquer evil. And Jesus tells us not to be afraid. As we renew ourselves in our faith and trust, we will undoubtedly face further challenges. Following Jesus and his church is not an easy journey, but we can be assured that Jesus will give us himself as strength and food for the journey and the challenges to come. I sometimes wonder, the disciples who could not accept his teachings, where did they go? Where did they go? I can only hope that they returned to him after they heard of his resurrection, and then perhaps understood. Only here at the altar can we receive the bread of life. The Christ who loves us so much, he died for us, feeds us with his Eucharistic presence. And like Peter and the other apostles, we need to affirm our faith in the face of evil that seeks to divide and conquer. And like Peter, we need to declare, "Yes, Lord, you alone can give me what I need." As we pray this afternoon for those who have been abused and the souls of their abusers, we can say, "Jesus, you know I am weak and you are strong. Help me to follow you wherever you lead me." And when we are confused or afraid, remember his words in Matthew, "I am with you always." I was asked that same question by Jesus. Will you also leave in these chaotic times? And I can say to you that like Peter, I have said, "Jesus, I am convinced and I believe that you are the Holy One of God." And as Joshua said that day 3,000 years ago, "My family will follow the Lord."